This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, happy Columbus Day. We'll explore that today. We'll talk with the museum that I'm in next to a bunch of Franks a little
You've
bit later in the
Christopher
show.
Christopher Columbus out of the box.
And who is it we put in? Krasner into the box. Yeah. Thank you, Fisher Pine. Thank you, Leslie. We're going to talk with Linda Kearns today. We had on Al Schmidt, and he wants to come back, so we'll do that. To break down what he said, the head of elections in Pennsylvania, a federal judge just said last day or so, 12-page brief that I read, that Cornel West cannot get on the ballot. It's too late. Now, they're filing an appeal because that would cause all kinds of difficulties here. And then he went on in very blunt terms to criticize Al Schmidt, the whole machinery here in Pennsylvania, as unconstitutional, going out of their way to keep these minority parties off the ballot. Now, why are they doing that? Because Cornel West, I'll set the over and under, is going to get disgruntled Democrats, progressives of one sort, particularly maybe around, the Middle East, to show up as a protest vote, just like Dr. Jill Stein does, and to vote for someone other than Kamala Harris, not going to vote for Donald Trump. They vote for him. Let's put it at 3,000 to 5,000, 6,000 voters. Another indicator, they know what I know and you should know. Every vote counts here in Pennsylvania. By the way, the big story yesterday, and we'll play you this in a moment. Well, let me play it right now. And I may stop it here at some point because it's lengthy. But this is the NBC big national poll yesterday. It's Cut 9 and Kornacki, who is the guru. I mean, I like him. I think he does a good job with polling. Says this is a big one because what it indicates is nationally in the NBC poll that Trump's ahead. And you say, why does that matter? Well, it doesn't matter. It's the swing states. But it matters because it's an indicator. How is it possible for Trump to be ahead when we're overwhelmed by California, New York, Illinois, all these big liberal citadels? So if he is ahead or tied or relatively close, what does that tell you is going to happen in the swing states? Here's how they unveiled it on Meet the Press.
Boy, this is a big one.
Yeah, I mean, Kristen, I mean, the numbers say it. It is a tie game here weeks before the election, and it's that shift. Our last poll taken in the wake of that September debate, Harris had opened up that advantage over Trump. Gone in our new poll. What goes into that? What's behind that? I think this one is revealing. This is the basic perception voters have of these candidates. Is it positive? Is it negative? Now, these are not great numbers for either one. Trump, 43 positive, 51 negative. He's 8 points underwater, you might say. But look at Harris. Exact same positive score and that negative number almost in the exact same place. And this is it. The last time we polled this question after that debate, Harris had really made up ground in this area. Look, she had a positive rating, 48 to 45. So that advantage has all in the last few weeks in our poll washed away for her. Then there's some issues, some characteristics here. These are advantages in red here that you see for Trump now versus September. On the immigration and the border, we ask voters who would be better on this. In September, Trump had a big advantage. It's gotten bigger. On inflation and the cost of living, Trump's advantage now hits double digits. And on the question of who represents change, Harris had the advantage in September. She still does, but lower.
There you go. Let's stop it there. The change part at the end. People realize, whoa, wait a minute. How's she the change agent? So this big national poll is indicative. Now, the only distressing one, and look, I traveled through, played golf yesterday in Limerick. Luke found this place. We haven't played there in years. So I took Route 73 rather than all these other twists and turns. Skip Hat Pike. And I only saw one Harris Wall sign over like the 13, 14 miles.
Just one?
It was in a cornfield and it was kind of like toppled over a little bit.
Just blew in there.
That's it. I saw nothing. Oh, man, but the Trump-Vance sign. And this is, remember, that's Montgomery County. The Trump-Vance signs. National Review had a guy go through Bucks County, and he says it's overwhelming, those signs. Now, these are all indicators. They're not definitive because there's a poll out of just the four collar counties, and they have Harris 10 points ahead. Now, how does this happen? What the heck is going on in these collar counties? Pennsylvania would be a lock, except for places like Montgomery County, sadly, Delaware County, and Chester County a bit. Bucks County, I think Trump is going to win. And the theory is you've had people, two things, that have moved there from the city. They got out. They were more affluent, educated. They got out ahead of Philadelphia, but they bring the same values. That's Montgomery County. It's distressing. Or they have in their head abortion. And that's it. Or they have in their head they can't stand Trump's personality. They see the policies and they're willing to go down with the ship. So that's where there's work to be done. Trump is in Oaks tonight. We may talk with someone today or tomorrow about tonight's event. If you're going, let us know. Then he does his town hall just with women and Harris Faulkner tomorrow in Georgia. It'll be televised on Wednesday. So Trump's aware of this, of what's going on in these Pennsylvania suburbs are a big deal. I mean, this is where the action is to turn Pennsylvania enough. But here is the creme de la creme, maybe of this campaign. In one corner, just a stone cold progressive Raddatz, Martha Raddatz. And the other, J.D. Vance, who post-debate and going into debate has really found his voice. And Dan asked me, well, you know, what is it with these people? You're going to hear the word handful. Raddatz keeps on saying, but it's only a handful. What else does the media have when we say, look at this in Aurora, Colorado? These Venezuelan drug gangs have taken over parts of or fully housing complexes. Will Bunch, writing in the Philadelphia Inquirer, says, well, what's wrong with these people? It's only a handful of these migrants doing this. Only a handful. Picture these people in your neighborhood. They are killers, drug gang killers. This is what they do. Why do we need any? It's only a handful, Dom. Put them in any neighborhood you can think of here in the Philadelphia area that's Harris country. Let's put them in Rittenhouse Square. Let's have them camp out in Rittenhouse Square and deal their drugs there. Take over the Barclay if it's still there. Whatever, one of those. So take over a couple floors there. What do you think would happen? The Marines would be sent in. Not just one division, a dozen divisions. You're not going to be able to do that. So listen to this exchange. And the key word is only a handful here. Here's Vance and Martha Raddatz.
The Republican mayor of the city said flatly the city and state have not been taken over or invaded or occupied by migrant gangs. So do you support Donald Trump making those claims that the Republican mayor says were grossly exaggerated and have hurt the city's identity and sense of safety? I understand what you're saying, that some people left behind, but he's making these statements that the mayor is flat out disputing.
Well, Martha, you just said the mayor said they were exaggerated.
Grossly exaggerated.
That means there's got to be some element of truth here. And of course, President Trump was actually in Aurora, Colorado, talking to people on the ground. And what we're hearing, of course, Martha, is that people are terrified by what has happened with some of these Venezuelan gangs.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened.
Oh, we're going to stop you, right. Yeah.
The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs. I worry so much more about that problem than anything else here. We've got to get American communities in a safe space again. And unfortunately, when you let people in by the millions, most of whom are unvetted, most of whom you don't know who they really are, you're going to have problems like this. Kamala Harris, 94 executive orders that undid Donald Trump's successful border policies. We knew this stuff would happen.
They
bragged about opening the border, and now we have the consequences and we're living with it. We can do so much better, but frankly, we're not going to do better, Martha, unless Donald Trump calls this stuff out. I'm glad that he did.
Okay, let's just end that with they did not invade or take over the city, as Donald Trump said.
This is the defense. This is the deflection. Now, do I like it that Trump rambles on this? No, I don't. You may. You think it's more colorful, whatever. I like the Vance approach to this. I thought, if that went any longer, she was going to ask her, well, how many are a handful? How many complexes, Martha, would you tell us have been taken over? Do you live where any of these complexes have been taken over? Doesn't it shock you that apartment complexes could be taken over?
Of course, Martha, do you hear yourself?
That line, too. Mike Johnson said that yesterday, the Kirsten Welker, along the same lines, Speaker of the House. So Republicans are going to be using that. And that's exactly right when they do that. Do you hear yourself? Springfield, Ohio. Look, it wasn't smart with the eating animals when Trump rambled on with that. But the bottom line with that, Charleroi's the same thing. The Inquirer had a front page story yesterday saying immigrants were revitalizing Charleroi, Pennsylvania. Now all of a sudden, all that's lost. That's not true. So it's better to be as specific as you can on this. But really? That's the issue, and it's only a handful. Will Bunch and the Inquirer, same language. It's only a handful. Every time we talk about shenanigans around voting, they say not significant enough to taint the election. Oh, really? I think one vote, we ought to focus in on how was that vote illegal. Same thing here. And the mayor, Republican mayor, look, this guy's trying to paper over what's going on in Aurora. He's the mayor, after all. And the police have put a stop to this? I rather doubt that. Have these people been deported? Where are they? New York Post front page today has them in migrant centers dealing drugs in New York. They would say, that's all you got? Only a handful?
I want to move on to
just a few apartment complexes. No big deal.
A few apartment complexes that the mayor did not seem was invading the entire city.
All right. You know, is that hyperbole? Yeah, it is. Not invading the entire city. But is that the point, or it's what people are fearful of, that they're going to have to live under this next? That's what the point is. No American should have to live under this. We have enough criminals of our own. Not one of these people should be here. New York Times interview, J.D. Vance went on to say they thought they had him pinned down. I don't have a sound in that, I don't think. We could be deporting comfortably 1 million a year. That's a statement he made yesterday. Oh, my God. They were expecting to say all at once, you know, catch you up in that. They don't even want to hear about deportation. Why should people be here illegally? They ought to be deported. They want to go to the worst case scenario, the dreamers and all this stuff. We're talking about the criminals first. We're talking about all this pressure. We're talking about having people self-deport. Only a handful. And that great line, do you hear yourself? Oh, man. By the way, Dan, I have made it, thanks to Scott Presler. My name appeared, same article that was in the Inquirer, alongside Scott Presler in the Lancaster Farm Journal. You get into the Lancaster Farm Journal, that is big time. We're going to have that framed and put here in the dum-dum. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
What a hit there.
Yeah, it was all over what Scott Presler was putting on his head as he was talking to me again, sort of like the Inquirer. All right, side question today. Of course, Columbus Day, even though it gets lower and lower, how could a Catholic college like LaSalle not have that on its academic calendar? Well, why are we off today? It's you're off. What is it? Now, they didn't put Indigenous people on there over at LaSalle or St. Joe's or Villanova. St. John's in New York, though, adamantly came out against Columbus. Why don't they just call themselves John's then? Columbus is tied into Catholicism.
They want to do that.
Yeah, John's. Hey, I'm going to John's. All right. So here's a side question. Hit us with your all-time favorite Italian. It's all in the call. It's all in the way you go about it. Why? Could be living, dead, whatever. I'm going to take off the board, of course, Columbus. Even though now he's said to be Jewish and from five or six different countries. They claim to have Columbus's DNA. Anything to take away from this holiday. And he's not Italian. Call George Pichetto. Get him on that case. Produce that DNA. Anything to scrutinize this. Imagine if they did this with somebody else that's associated with a holiday and they said they're not this. What would happen? I'm going to take Chef Boyardee, my all-time favorite.
He's not an Italian.
Oh, yeah, Chef Boyardee is. Yeah.
Boyardee.
The corporatization of the name has worn off. It's like calling Olive Garden an Italian.
He was a great Italian. Henry, who's your great Italian?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick in that St. John's vein. I'll take their head basketball coach off the board. I will take Rick Pitino, okay. National championship winning coach, all-time colorful personality, and that white suit he wears like once a season, it's all white.
Yes.
I don't think he looks more Italian. I think the most Italian anyone can ever look when he's wearing that thing.
May I add an editor's note here? I don't know about Pitino. Will there be any mention of his shenanigans at Louisville there?
Hey, he won a national championship. All that matters.
Young women who had certain titles given to them for what their skill was, recruiting basketball players. Okay. I put my editor's note in there. I thought he was going Luke Karnaseca with St. John's, but... Henry, Dan, who's yours?
Powerful voice behind us. You hear him, Andrea Bocelli. You're going to take off.
Yeah,
and then we're going to take off two guys that share a similar legacy that they'll be remembered similarly with such great hype. The Leonardo D's out there. Leonardo da Vinci and Leonardo DiCaprio should be remembered on the same level as Da Vinci, right?
I think Mr. DiCaprio is going to be remembered, too, for, I don't know, freakouts. Apparently, he was... touted by P. Diddy. There was an interview over the weekend as the number one party goer, meaning numbers of those parties.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not the same kind of legacy as a Leonardo da Vinci then.
All right.
I thought Pitino had some character issues.
All right. We'll get to a noted non-Italian on my list, a disgrace, and that would be Nick Sirianni. He's one of those disgraces. Look, I know we didn't do disgraces to Italians today. Nancy Pelosi's always going to win. I get it. But Nick Sirianni is making his name here in Philadelphia, is getting close to that list. Well, we'll get into him a little bit later. He's the type of thing that turns you off to sports, what happened over the weekend with this guy. Man, maybe this guy's going to run for office, bringing not one but three kids into a press conference.
Oh, what a move.
As a human shield. Not one but three of them.
This is not the truth.
I thought Paul was referring to you saying that she might be worse than...
Paul Pelosi, I know, gets some votes too, probably.
Find
all right.
Him.
855-839-1210. That's how you get in on all this. What a response by Vance yesterday. How beautifully played. Do you hear yourself? Only a handful. This is what they're reduced to. They're on the ropes right now. By any metric that I can find, and I'll give you some of the reasons why that's happening with Harris, it's the effect that she just does not wear well, and they have to get to the finish line. Also, we have some sound of Tim Walz not able to load his shotgun over the weekend, which was just, oh my God.
This guy.
And the best comment I heard about the new man, new masculinity in Doug Emhoff. From the Free Press. Beautifully put. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. This was the best line of the weekend from the Free Press about this new masculinity and Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman. They wrote, meanwhile, Doug Emhoff can be praised for redefining masculinity while copping to an affair with his kid's nanny and being accused of hitting an ex-girlfriend. What was that about believing all women? So this notion of Walz and Doug Emhoff rewriting the textbook away from this hyper-masculinity, and then Obama lecturing African-American males, they better get in line with all this stuff, is where the Democrats are trying to go. It just underlines even more how big of a problem they have with men. Just wanted to take a moment, though. 60 Minutes did speak with Al Schmidt, and I'll play you a cut from that over the weekend because of the importance here in Pennsylvania. They went through the lame thing again. We can't open the ballots until Election Day. We know all this, but we have poured millions of dollars, heightened scrutiny, new machinery, new ways of doing things into this. So why do they keep this point of emphasis? As I said, the point of emphasis, look, 24 hours seems to be reasonable. That's not where it came down. Then Tom Corbett surfaces from Hilton Head, South Carolina, and he's back. You talk about just a disaster as a governor, the Republican establishment, and he just crawls with anti-Trump stuff. This is what 60 Minutes brought to Pennsylvania, making you believe they're tired. Here's Al Schmidt, though. He didn't say this the other day, But he talked about the fact that this is where the trouble starts. When it takes so long to count the votes, cut 17.
That window of time between the polls closing and races being called, I think has shown to be a real vulnerability where people seeking to undermine confidence in those results, if they're going to lose, have really exploited.
Those 4 days allowed the big lie to take off.
And that's when you start hearing about truckloads of ballots. And that's when you start hearing about, you know, zombie voters. And that's when all this other stuff really starts pouring in.
There have been widespread calls to bring Pennsylvania in line with the majority of other states, where election workers get a head start on opening envelopes and flattening ballots ahead of Election Day.
Why hasn't that changed? You've had 4 years, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is unique in that we have a divided legislature. We have a Democratic House and a Republican Senate. So getting anything done related to election reform has certainly been a challenge.
The message is what? Be patient with Pennsylvania?
The message is please be patient. Our counties are working night and day to count their voters' votes. They're doing so as quickly as they can and with integrity.
All right, here's why we don't do it. Now, I'm in this camp. Maybe I'm the minority. Here's why we don't open them up. Liz Breed-Havey said this a long time ago to me, the woman that ran Montgomery County, big state, Republican operative now. You let them start doing that in places like Montgomery County and Philadelphia. They're going to go to their buddies in the media, exclusive sources, and they're going to say, we are just killing them in the mail-in ballot. We are overwhelming them. You know what the message is? Why show up and vote? That's what they want to do. So my message is, no, we're not going to open them. It's 7 a.m. that morning. You're supposed to have more teams of people, millions of dollars, better machinery, better ways of doing this. Keep counting the votes relentlessly. Stop giving us stuff it's going to take 4 or 5 days. That's unacceptable. I realize it won't be on election night, given the closeness and everything else, but 24 hours. Seems to be a window, and that's going to be agony because Pennsylvania is going to determine who is the next president, is going to determine everything else. I'm still not convinced, even though these are encouraging polls for Trump. If he wins in Michigan, if we're calling it that night, I will be surprised. If he loses in Georgia, I'll be surprised. I mean, I see where this is going. Georgia, with those new laws, is going to crack down on Fulton County. And Trump only lost there, on paper anyhow, with all that dispute, by 13,000 votes. He's going to win Georgia. And I really believe he's going to win Arizona. And North Carolina, I'd be shocked if he doesn't win after everything. So it lines up. It comes back to Pennsylvania. But over the weekend, J.D. Vance showed his value. That was almost Gingrich. The handful. He added a new line. Sure, I'll answer that. But do you hear yourself? Do you hear what you've just said?
Martha, do you hear yourself?
I love that drop.
Yeah. And he says her first name, too. I would have just blurted out, do you hear yourself?
That's Martha, do you hear yourself?
Saying Martha was very good there. Yeah.
I can get a new drop for us.
Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Perfect. He was sitting on that line. Oh, man. He was sitting on it for weeks when he was going to drop that one. And Will Bunch, Will, do you hear yourself, what you're writing? He writes the same thing in the Inquirer today. We're only dealing with a handful of people taking over apartment complexes.
Kristen, listen to your question.
Ah, that's it. Yeah, that's. I told you, Mike Johnson, I noticed the same thing. Little bit. Listen to your question.
Kristen, listen to your question.
Do you hear yourself?
We got it. Let me go to Frank in Willow Grove. Frank, good afternoon. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dom. Just calling to have concerns. I'm a resident of Montgomery County, Upper Moreland Township, and I work in Horsham. And you were mentioning about Limerick and having signs for Trump. Well, I have problems and concerns about Horsham, Dresher, Welsh Road by the old Prudential, all those in major arteries with no Trump signs. I think I saw one this weekend. I've been calling the Montgomery County GOP office two times, and been told that there's no Trump Vance signs and they're on order. And I'm going, what? Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
that's
no signs.
That's malpractice. You know? That's malpractice on their part. I mean, this is the most visible sign. Look, we'll turn up the heat and say, well, somebody ought to drive over there and get them then.
Yeah, exactly. I wrote on Twitter to even David Winkler, who's supposed to be against Madeleine Dean. There's no signs for David Winkler, who's running against mm-hmm. Madeleine Dean.
Frank, I got you. We're on it. Thank you, Frank. So, come on. Was it Christian, right? The guy's first name over there. Tom DiBello, our guy. Come on, Tom. Somebody will tell you we're calling you out. Why no signs there? No Trump Vance signs. These may have been, people themselves, not the organization. But I'm telling you, Route 73, you head toward, started in Bethlehem Pike all the way up 15 miles where the golf course is. It was inundated. It was a great show. Only one Harris Wall sign there. So let's get some over in that area. Well, they're on order. I don't drive somewhere and get them. Send someone there and get them. Tell the Trump people, bring him tonight when he comes to Oaks. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk with Dr. Stanley Goldfarb. Dr. Stanley is the chairman of Do No Harm, a Philly guy. And he's on with us because we had this story last week, this news conference with Republicans in Harrisburg and others, laying out how much in tax dollars we're spending for god-awful surgeries on minors, a lot of them, sadly, Children's Hospital, brought in Liberty. Great publication, talks about what's going on over at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. You know how I used to think of the place, but any place that allows this to go on, I don't think that way anymore. We'll get his details. Tax dollars going into this. That's next here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Tom Giordano's show. Dr. Stanley Goldfarb is the chairman of Do No Harm, a Philly guy. I think he's been with us before. So last week, in Harrisburg, Family Institute of Pennsylvania, some Republicans unveiled the connection was over $6 million over the course of time of what we as taxpayers have spent on surgeries and so-called gender-affirming care. A lot of the children's hospitals, Children's Hospital of Penn State, by the way, you know, when you see Penn State, realize how progressive the outfit is really there. It's not just the football team. And our own Children's Hospital of Philadelphia involved in this. And big money involved in it. And someday are we going to look at this like, lobotomies. We talked about that last week. Let's go to Dr. Stanley here on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Stanley, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Good to be with you, Don.
So next is with tax dollars should shock people. Do we have a sense, was it Governor Wolf? How did that come about that we ended up spending that much money? That's what was documented last week.
Yeah, well, our database, which we just created out of public information, these are data that are supplied by hospitals to people that collect these data. It's charges that they send in. And so we can't distinguish between, we could go into more detail, but our top line data is all of the dollars that have been spent. Now, a lot of that is related to Medicaid and spending that goes on for some children that are in the CHIP program. But this is a minimal sense of how much of this is going on around the country. And it turns out Children's Hospital has the most patients that we were able to identify, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and have performed a number of surgeries and have billed several $100,000 over the last few years. But our data represents an absolute minimum because in producing this database, we wanted to make sure that we weren't overcounting and we weren't, hyping something that was a real problem and making it sound even worse than it is. But in fact, it is quite a large problem around the country. And again, our data are incomplete nationally because in California, the Kaiser Permanente program, which has been very active in this field, doesn't report their data. And we don't have any reports of data where patients are self-pay. So these are only charges that were submitted to either the insurance company or federal mm-hmm. payers. Mm-hmm.
Does it surprise you? Look, my son, my second son, was in Children's Hospital, I guess he was around 18 months or so, and it was world-class care, without a doubt. So I've been a fan. When they took this 12-year-old girl who's still alive, it was a national story, and were able to downsize a human heart that she needed. I think it was a heart. World-class, but I'm done with them, and I just think there's a couple of activists there, as far as I can tell, that have taken over, and the rest of the institution thinks just their good name will go on. Is it money with these institutions, in your view, or is it maybe an activist or two there that gins this up?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. You know, look, Children's Hospital is a fantastic hospital. There's no question about it. If I had a young child right now, my children are grown, but if my grandchildren had serious illnesses, that's the first place I'd take them. So we need to separate out this from, you know, the overall quality of the institution. The problem here is that there are children that are being harmed by this, and mostly it's by a small group of activists who push this ideology and believe that they're doing the right thing for children, when in fact we know the data don't support that. It shows that the vast majority of these children need to go through puberty, need to become adults, and then if they decide they want to live a life as a transgender person, that's their business, and that's something that they can decide. But it's not for children to make that decision, and it's not for adults to allow that.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, you hear this argument that really fires me up. Well, why are you, Dr. Stanley, and why is Dom for government interference here? You know, government stay out. Why can't the parents say, I want my 10-year-old to go through all these horrible treatments?
Well, you know, let's say that the parents come in and say, my child has diabetes and I want my child to get insulin when the child has a perfectly normal blood sugar. We wouldn't allow that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think parents, you know, obviously parents have a critical role in the care for their children and worrying about their children, but they're not experts in this area. And for the most part, they've either been coerced into this idea by physicians who have told them that unless you do this, your child has a good chance of committing suicide,
exactly,
which is not true, or they have mistaken ideas of their own. And if we have to worry, I mean, society's job is not only to protect parents' ability to control their children, but also the safety of the children. And this is a child safety issue, and that's our concern. This is not about whether we approve or disapprove of transsexualism and people being able to change their secondary sexual characteristics. That's something for adults to decide. This is about saving children from an irreversible damage that can occur. We have no idea of how many of these children that start down this path really regret it. We think it may be something in the order of at least 50% over a relatively short period of time. And looking out over many years, it may be substantially higher than that.
Dr. Stanley Goldfarb with us, do no harm. Doctor, what about those who say, okay, we're not going to do these horrific surgeries, they're essentially irreversible. What the heck's wrong with you people, though? How about we try out the puberty blockers and all this other stuff?
Well, you know, again, puberty blockers are not approved for this activity of blocking puberty in children that have gender dysphoria. They were used to prevent children, for example, 6 or 7 years old from starting to go through puberty, which would have been quite inappropriate for their social development. But once they reach the age of 10 or 11 or 12, then they're allowed to go through puberty and the drugs are stopped. In this case, the idea is to block puberty from ever really happening and then to put the child on sex-altering hormones that allow them to look like the different sex than they were born in. We know that the vast majority of these children, again, if they're allowed to go through puberty, would be fine. And we also know that these drugs have real consequences. The puberty blockers have been associated with a whole variety of adverse events, including some changes in cognitive development, because after all, going through puberty is part of the normal developmental process. And we know that being put on these sex-altering hormones can have lots of consequences, including obesity can occur, including altered bone function and altered reproductive capacity. We know that many of these children will become sterile, will never be able to have children of their own if they're on a prolonged course of these sex hormones during what ought to be a normal puberty. So there are a lot of consequences of it, and I think that this is why so many of the European nations, I think it's up to a half a dozen now, have decided that these treatments should not be used routinely and that they should be reserved for a very rare child after a very extensive evaluation and probably only in research protocols, rather than allow what are normal children to be put into this position. These children may turn out to be gay, they may turn out to be bisexual, whatever, but they're normal people with normal capacity for developing into normal adults, and putting them on these medications prevents that from happening in a normal fashion.
And I like that argument, too. The European countries, arguably, you could say they're more, quote, progressive than the United States. But they, through trial and error, have learned this, and that you're right. They have backed away. So what is it, then? Is it, as I think, it's activists who have seized control in some places, and maybe some people look the other way because you can make a lot of money doing this too, and there's just enough of them out there. Dr. Stanley, not to make it political, but it's shocking, and it's starting to get played constantly, that Kamala Harris has rescinded all of her positions on fracking and deeply held things that she's obviously a progressive on. There is one, though, and it's this. Even illegal immigrants having the right to get treatments that we pay for around transgender issues and also with kids. So out of everything that is progressive agenda, she's turned on that. She can't turn on this, though.
Yeah, you know, my organization, Do No Harm, our focus has been on the children. We feel very strongly that the children should not be put into this situation. Many of these children, as I said, are gay and are being prevented from going through a normal puberty and developing as gay individuals. So this is sort of an anti-gay activity as well as being an activity.
But let me slow down on that then. Well, why would these people then be against that? Because I would think, based upon their, you know, politics of this, certainly they would want to protect people. Kids who feel they're gay at that point in time, reasonably, why go to this extreme?
Well, it's a very controversial question in the gay community.
Yeah.
There are many in the gay community that feel very strong that this is an activity called transing away the gay. In other words, instead of letting a child who might be gay, they will develop as a gay person, assumes they're born into sexual appearance and all, changing them so that it approaches another sexual appearance. And there are many gay people. I work closely with an endocrinologist, Roy Epen. We just wrote an article in National Review Online about this whole issue. Roy is a gay physician and feels very strongly and has been pushing this issue very strongly that, this is an example of sort of an anti-gay agenda. And it's very sad because, again, it's taking people's lives and altering them in ways that they may not ever be able to recover from, and preventing them from being perfectly normal human beings and forcing them into a very abnormal situation where they're being maintained by, lifelong medications that have, serious side effects. And again, if an adult decides that's the path they want to pursue, so be it.
Exactly.
But it shouldn't be something that children are exposed to and forced into.
Thanks, doctor. What's your website, Do No Harm? Where do people go?
Yeah, it's donoharmmedicine.org, one word. And our database, Stop the Harm database, is on that website, and they can see their local institution and how much activity is going on, how much money is being earned by these activities. And I think it's quite an enlightening exercise.
Thank you, doctor. Thanks for the work you guys are doing very much.
Thank you very much, Don.
Dr. Stanley Goldfarb here on Talk Radio 1210. We'll get your reaction, 855-839-1210. And coming up, Wall Street Journal today makes a point that this is finally starting to surface where men, biological men in women's sports, is really playing out in all these Senate races. And I'll tell you why. Why didn't we see this before? Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let's talk about my buddy Roy over at Batteries Plus Bulbs. You know, two big stores, Mount Laurel and Northfield, and they have everything you possibly could want. And in addition to that, great help with any tech problem you might have, or if you're a business. how to have a lower cost, better services. They're incredibly creative. We've given you literally dozens of stories of people over the years that have seen Roy and the staff at Batteries Plus Bulbs in Mount Laurel and Northfield and the great results they get. But due to hooking up with us and their great service, they need some more help. Handy do-it-yourselfer would be ideal. It's a great low-pressure part-time job. Customer service is the key. If you're willing to do what it takes to help, you need to talk to Roy. Be part of the team. They power it. They light it. And he says all the time, what we do, Dom, is we fix things. We make people happy with that. Give them a call for all of that at 856-638-0778. Whoever you get there, they're going to get you moving to get solve whatever that problem is. And I hope we can send some more people to Roy to help more of our listeners. 856-638-0778. Batteries Plus Bulbs, Mount Laurel and Northfield. Oh, please, Dan. It's too much. I mean, it's a great song, but oh, God, how many, you know, that you have to hear it.
Yeah, it's a great song. Come on.
Who's the all-time great Italian singer?
Bobby Rydell.
Yeah, that's right. No, I think people would say Sinatra. I'm not sure that's you know.
Andrea Bocelli?
Sinatra's voice is better.
You think?
I know that's
it.
Sinatra's voice is... that's why he was called The Voice, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a little bias there.
Okay, all right.
A little South Philly bias.
My way, my way. Anyhow, this just breaking. We're looking at Joe Concha. We're trying to get him on. Christopher Rufo, who is really, he's hooked up with the plagiarism hunter, this guy's called. And they, just on Twitter, just in the last couple minutes, they have produced from Kamala Harris's legal book that she wrote in 2008, a dozen sections of her criminal justice book, Smart on Crime. Good bit of it right out of Wikipedia. Oh, my God. Among other sources. Okay. Now, Dan and I were talking, saying, well, come on, Dom. If people care about that, given everything, what about the 52 felonies? I would say this, all right, as this develops. People get upset at some things. Some people don't get upset at them. But the one thing that universally, and I'm not sure the reason why, that still gets to people, you see it in case after case, is plagiarism. Now, some of it, when it happens in the academic world, it's obvious. Will this matter here? Well, what it'll matter is she's going to be asked about it, or at least it's going to be out there. And we'll see if And I wonder if Martha Raddatz will say, it was only a handful of Wikipedia references. Come on now. 200-page book. It was only 50 pages out of that. Come on. Give me a break here with this.
Do you hear yourself?
All right. 855-839-1210. One Columbus Day thing I forgot to mention. Our buddy Chris Tremaglia, who now is an editor, Dan, at the Washington Examiner, wrote a piece saying, Italians don't get enough credit during National Italian Heritage Month. And Enrico Fermi was every bit the scientist that Einstein was. Oh, God. I'm trying to think of an analogy for, yes, I see Robert there. Yeah, Henry. Come on now. Fermi, nice, but you're doing Einstein here. What would this be like, you know, in the sports world or in something like that? Enrico Fermi is what? Lou Gehrig, maybe, versus Babe Ruth? Is that the way you would look at it?
Eric Lindros to Wayne Gretzky?
Yeah, well, I'm not a Gretzky fan, so I... but I got your point, yes.
Peyton Manning to Tom Brady?
There you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we both agree on that, Dan, and I know that kills you, yes.
Yeah, because Eric Lindros is nowhere near.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning is Fermi. He's got a nice formula. Then Einstein comes in, erases it on a blackboard, puts up a cup. Yeah, that's it. Get out of here. All right, we'll see what Robert says about that. So plagiarism watch now. Let's see how the media plays with this. You know what they're going to say? Well, Trump had his book ghostwritten. Yeah, well, I think everybody knows that Trump's not writing The Art of the Deal fully. I could see him sitting down with the guy, yeah, come on now, put that in there. Is that the same thing, though, as somebody in an academic setting, this smart crime stuff, copies out of Wikipedia? That's going to be difficult. Wikipedia, really? San Francisco, who cares? We're going to let them all go anyhow. 855-839-1210. Linda Kearns is next to kind of break down what we talked about with Al Schmidt the other day, right before 60 Minutes allowed him to talk about, oh, it's going to be days still. Now, he's going to come back on the show, I believe, hopefully a week or so before the election for the final go-round of where we are. All right, those calls are next, though, at 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.